This is Vatican Radio. I'm Anne Schneibel. After nearly two decades of construction, Switzerland will officially inaugurate the world's largest railway tunnel built into the heart of the Swiss Alps. The project has taken 17 years to complete and cost billions in Swiss francs. But the 57-kilometer Gotthard-based tunnel through the Swiss Alps promises to help better connect northern and southern Europe. After it officially opens for commercial service in December following numerous tests to ensure its safety, as many as 260 freight trains and 65 passenger trains will pass through the tunnel every day. It is hoped that the tunnel will take pressure off the roadway traffic amid concerns that the local ecosystem is being damaged by pollution. Swiss Transport Minister Doris Luthard told the BBC that officials are implementing policies with the environmental impact on the Alpine region in mind.
In Switzerland, you see the melting glaciers. We have on biodiversity every year a loss of flora and fauna. So it's also part of our policy that we have to protect not only the atmosphere, but also the Alpine region.
The grand opening for the new railway was held on Wednesday, and German Chancellor Angela Merkel, French President François Hollande, and Italy's Prime Minister Matteo Renzi joined Swiss officials for the celebrations. I'm Anne Schneibel.